6. Bearing these things in mind, let's never look down on anyone. Don't ever lose hope, even if we commit a sin. But at the same time, let's not be complacent afterwards. When we transgress, it's important to feel troubled and not just express regret in words. I know of many who claim to lament their sins but don't do anything significant about it. They may fast and wear plain clothes, but they still crave money more than merchants, get angrier than wild animals, and indulge in slander more than others enjoy praise. These actions don't constitute true repentance. They're merely the superficial appearance or shadow of repentance. So it's useful to warn these people, be careful lest Satan should gain the upper hand on us, for we're not unaware of his tricks. Satan destroys some through sins, others through repentance, and yet others by preventing them from benefiting from their repentance. When Satan realizes that he can't ruin them through direct attacks, he takes another route. He escalates their struggles, robs them of the fruits of their repentance, and convinces them to be careless with what's left under the pretense that they've already accomplished everything necessary.